Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Breakfast Briefing with Gallagher. Providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
That story about AI scams for our older people is on the front of several papers. The Irish Independent says banks are warning about AI celebrity scams now targeting retirees. There's a new generation of scams featuring AI celebrity endorsements, duping people out of thousands of euro. And banks are concerned at the rise in the high-tech scams, which are targeted at people's investment or retirement hopes. I've seen this myself on social media, some of it very, very convincing, you'd have to say, with this AI, where they have the voice sounding the same as a celebrity or a big journalist. And the awareness campaign Fraud Smart from the Banking and Payments Federation and the Central Bank of Ireland, they're going to today issue fresh warnings to consumers about sophisticated scams, and in particular, older people on social media falling for these scams, because there's thousands of euro that people are losing over this. So again, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And it's rare you get celebrities talking about finances and things like that. So probably not true if you see it. And the celebrities keep trying to sue them and get them taken down. And sometimes it can take a while. The Irish Examiner also has that story. Gardaí and Irish banks issuing warnings to consumers following a surge in investment scams in the past 3 months. And they are targeting people over 50 who are looking to top up their money ahead of retirement. Also, on the front of the Irish Examiner, there are growing numbers of new mothers giving birth while also living in fear that their babies will be taken off them by social services because they're homeless. Department of Housing figures show in September over 16,600 people were living in emergency accommodation. Almost a third of those were children. And the homeless charity A Lending Hand says more and more children are being taken into foster care at birth, which must be absolutely devastating for the mothers due to a lack of accommodation and the parents' inability to provide a safe environment. We're also talking about lack of beds for children on the front of the Irish Times. A judge was incandescent with rage that Tusla could not provide a secure bed for a young child at risk of death due to their use of drugs, involvement in transporting drugs and travelling in stolen cars. Judge John Campbell said on Friday the child should be getting ready for Santa Claus, but instead was worrying about where they would be at Christmas. Frightening stories in the papers about housing. The government, of course, do have a plan for housing, and that's the front of the Irish Times. They're going to build 12,000 new social homes every year, is what they say. As many as 12,000 social homes and 15,000 affordable housing units could be delivered per year under the funding available for the coalition's long-awaited housing plan. The Irish Times has gotten a look at it. And also there's going to be an expansion of the role of the Land Development Agency to deliver homes in a wider geographic area and acquire more private and state land. I am aware of one Land Development Agency project not too far away from me, where they've built a load of houses, and the council are advertising these houses for people to sign up for them. And all the comments on Facebook are saying that the houses are only affordable for millionaires, that people think that they're not affordable. The houses start at, I think, a three bed is 365,000 euro. And people are saying that they don't find these affordable, if they're supposed to be affordable housing from the Land Development Agency. But they're going to have a bigger role in this big plan to develop new social houses every year. Irish Daily Mail isn't letting go of its coverage of Fianna Fáil in the presidential election. They say a searing attack by Billy Kelleher on Micheál Martin's politics have turned the heat up even further on the Taoiseach's leadership. Now, normally, Northern Ireland policy is the sole preserve of the Fianna Fáil leadership, but yesterday, Billy Kelleher ripped into Micheál Martin's Northern approach, calling it cautious And basically he's saying, it goes without saying that there's nothing wrong or dirty about saying this publicly. As a Fianna Fáil member, I always thought it was a given, if I'm honest. But under Mr. Martin, he said, there are those, no doubt driven by good intentions, who want us to stay quiet about our aspirations, as if it would come as a surprise or a shock to our unionist brothers and sisters in the north of Ireland. So that's coming across as explicit criticism of Micheál Martin being castigated by Billy Kelleher, is how the Mail describe it. Irish Daily Star, fears for DJ's safety. DJ Carey is going to be kept away from violent prisoners. He's going to move into the training unit at Mountjoy. Inside the papers then, the Irish Independent has a special investigation into e-scooters. There was a guy all in black in Crumlin as I passed him this morning. Impossible to see him. And he zoomed out to avoid a pothole and nearly came on top of my car. But anyway, unscrupulous sales representatives are openly selling dangerous e-scooters that can go to 80 kilometres an hour on public roads. An investigation by the Irish Independent has found we do have laws here. The legal top speed of an e-scooter on our roads is 20 kilometres an hour, but several sales reps that the Irish Independent contacted recommended models that do 80 kilometres an hour. They spent several hours watching the types of e-scooter being used around Dublin city centre, and significant numbers of them are illegal, faster models. But they're able to get them, and one representative said, by adjusting the display on an e-scooter, it could be unlocked to reach 67 kilometres an hour. I'm just thinking, there's no way that guy in Crumlin this morning was doing 20 kilometres an hour. He was going way faster than that. Anyway, you can get the e-scooters, but they are illegal, but they're certainly available to buy here in Ireland. It looks like Ryan Tuberty could be going back to RTE. This is a very interesting one in the Irish Independent. Apparently he's been spotted having coffee with Kevin Backhurst. The gossip is that the summit between Ryan Tuberty and Kevin Backhurst involved a coffee and a chat. A source in RTE says Backhurst is having cups of coffee with Tubbs, so purgatory may be temporary. So there's something going on there, allegedly, that both men are meeting up and having coffee, and we don't know what is going on with that. The Star tells us after a bright and sunny weekend, the weather is going to take a major turn over the coming days. Met Éireann's already issuing weather warnings. It's going to be a very, very wet week ahead, and we have a weather warning in for rain, a status yellow for Cork, Kerry and Waterford. That's going to come into effect tonight and remain in place until tomorrow. It'd be grand if we could have all the rain at night and then those beautiful days like yesterday in the morning time. Then we wouldn't mind as much. Finally, The Sun tells us who our favourite hunky male movie action hero is, and Bruce Willis has come out on top as the hunkiest male action movie figure ever, according to a poll. He won 32% of the vote for Die Hard, obviously. Sean Connery comes in second with 27%. Also, we have Roger Moore third, and researchers questioned 2,000 people to find the top man on movies or TV and their sex appeal, and they were shown clips of 20 stars, and the top five movies were all released in the 1960s, 70s and 80s. So essentially, we have no hunky male actors anymore, is what we're being told. Now, those are the stories in the papers. Still to come, we'll preview COP30 and see if it's talks or a talking shop.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Lowe sabe que a todos nos gusta ahorrar, especialmente en esta temporada. Por eso escogimos deals buenísimos para Early Black Friday. Obtén gratis una herramienta selecta de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman al comprar una batería o un kit selecto. También tenemos árboles de Navidad preiluminados selectos desde $59.98, porque nunca es muy pronto para poner el arbolito. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Hasta agotar existencia, selección varía por lugar.